Yo, it's your boy Anthony O'Neill, and you're listening to the baddest couple, I believe, on the planet. You're listening to the Black, Married, and Debt-Free podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here alone again with another quick cast, as I like to call it. And this is just where I bring more extra content to you all. I'm a very creative dude, so I'm always looking for a reason to create more content, right? We all are. And so I thought, hey, this would be really a dope way to bring more content to you, the listener, and give you something to help you get through your day, a little something extra, right? So I'm just going to kind of vent on things I find out on the internet, things I find when surfing the net. And so we're going to talk about something that we haven't touched on yet, but we're going to get into it, right? We're going to talk about it. And that's the whole metaverse, this whole new world, right? And how some individuals are saying there's ways to invest in virtual real estate. Okay, so as you can tell, I'm already just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Because my thing is like, there's not enough real estate going to go around. Like, that's what we really, as investors, need to be trying to invest in. And we really need to be passing down from generation to generation. I mean, especially in our community, you know, we know that we were historically, you know, historically we've had issues with being redlined and being, you know, having different hurdles placed before us when it comes to owning land and owning property. And we need to be on that, right? But now we have this virtual real estate, right? And it seems to be the flavor of the day. The market is changing. And so a lot of this crypto, NFT, Web3, you know, metaverse talk is definitely being quelled. You know, when the market is like not doing good, people really strap down. And I mean, the NFT thing is only something that can be created in an up market. I mean, selling a blockchain original digital image for millions of dollars. I mean, that's some first world stuff right there, right? So that could only happen in an up market. But now that the market is experiencing some lows, inflation has kicked up. You know, we're in a lot different world than we were in December and November of 2021, when this whole metaverse NFT talk really was bubbling. But with that said, this came across my desk, and it is, I'm going to put it up here on the Jumbotron. If you're watching on YouTube, metaverse mortgage. Yes. You did not hear me stutter. Metaverse mortgage. So now, if you're looking to get virtual real estate, but you don't have the money, right? You just don't have it all right now. Don't worry, because a company called Terra Zero Technologies last week issued one of the first ever mortgages in the metaverse, a network of virtual worlds where users can interact and experience entertainment and trade. Okay, we're talking about a big video game here. Okay, my kids play a game, they're glued to a game called Robux, I believe it's called. Anyway, it's pretty much like Sims for anyone over 30 plus. It's Sims, you know, they're able to go to these different worlds that have been created by other users. They're able to communicate with people all over the world, and they have their own currency. And my son wanted, I spent $80 getting him this fake currency for his 9th birthday. So this is all in that realm, right? But this metaverse is kind of geared towards adult interaction, which to me, it's just the whole idea of it is kind of creepy. Now, I don't want to sound like the old guy in the room, but for me, I just think that there's better ways to invest. Like, unless you've tapped into all of the other proven and tested ways to invest, unless you've, you know, paid off your debt or brought your, you know, emergency fund up to a nice, you know, reasonable amount, or unless you got all your other boxes checked, you shouldn't be really looking into stuff like this. And you for dang sure shouldn't be looking into mortgaging real estate in the metaverse, right? But this company has a mortgage, and it says the tech firm issued the 2-year mortgage. Yeah. They issued the 2-year mortgage with an undisclosed down payment and interest rate. Oh, that's awesome. So they're not even telling you what the down payment is going to be or what the interest rate is going to be. All right. Let's see what else they're saying here. Let me see what else they're saying. So it starts with a $45,000 parcel of land in Decentraland. That's the name of this world in the metaverse. It's a metaverse with approximately 92,000 parcels. All right. Now, here's the thing that always has frustrated me about this metaverse real estate conversation. Okay. They say it's limited. They say that's the benefit. It's a limited amount of land, because that's the only thing that makes real estate valuable, is that there's a finite amount. Anything that you invest in, the value is in the fact that it's finite. There's only a certain amount of this, right? That's what brings it its value. And they're saying that there's only so much digital real estate. Well, that's funny, because there was a point in time when there was no such thing as metaverse or digital real estate, right? And someone created it. So what's stopping said someone from creating more of it? It's digital. It's not real, right? I can't wrap my mind around the fact that there's a finite amount of digital anything, right? But that's what they want to sell you on. That's also the crypto sale, right? It's a finite amount. Okay. I'm not gonna get into it with you about that. You know, do what you want to do. But I'm just saying, for me, this seems kind of outrageous, kind of outlandish, kind of crazy, right? To mortgage virtual real estate. And so, yeah, they have an undisclosed down payment and an undisclosed interest rate. And the firm says it's going to follow traditional vetting of mortgagers or mortgagees. So I don't know, man. Y'all let me know what you think in the comment section below. Is this crazy? Is this the new wave? What do you think about this? And are you going to be investing in, you know, the metaverse? You know what I mean? We really don't know what it's going to look like. The metaverse is something that, you know, Zuckerberg, kind of his brainchild. And there already are companies that are creating little worlds within the metaverse. I like to think that the metaverse is like a gaming system, right? And Terra Zero is just a game within the system, right? Just like Robux is a game with, you know, on whatever platform you're doing, the computer or your iPad or whatever. But they create these worlds within the metaverse. And so that's where we're at with it. Y'all let me know what you think. if you ask me, man, I'm going staying in the stock, the real stock market and the real estate. That's where I'm at. Y'all let me know what you think. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is a quick cast with your boy, Marcus from Black Mary Debt Free. Till next time, we out.